Hello.
Hello, Allah?
Yes, that's correct.
Allah. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Amy, how are you? Doing
good.
Well.
Is this a good time for our appointment?
Yes, that's perfectly good.
Okay, cool. So tell me a little bit about what you're looking for.
So the other day I called Local Splash, and I was wondering if, like, I could do something that, you know, like, you know, makes my company just more known and just, like, you know, easier to find on Google.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they recommended me, I forgot what it's called, Google something, and
mm-hmm.
I heard that, you know, they told me they're going to set up an appointment for 12 o'clock today,
mm-hmm.
and it's, like, one of their, like, Google members or something, so I'm guessing that's probably
that's
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, sorry.
It's okay. It's
but,
okay.
Yeah, and, you know, I just want to know what the deal is exactly, and so I can, you know, probably set it up today and, you know, try to get my company just, you know, more known in the area.
Get you more. Okay, I got you. How are you doing with Facebook? Are you currently running Facebook ads on your own?
Right now, no. I'm not doing any Facebook ads on my own.
Okay, and then who's managing the Google profile? Is that you or your secretary?
It's me.
Okay, cool. So I'm just taking a look here. The package that they recommend for you is our Google Verified package. It's considered our ideal package. So what that does is it hits it from three different places. Now, there are a couple of requirements, which I'm going to explain to you exactly what this takes. Just to square this stuff up out of the way, though, do you have a Pennsylvania State Home Improvement Contractors registration?
No, I don't.
That's the license requirement. So how long would it take you to get that?
I'm not sure. What is the requirement to even get that in the first place?
Is there the PA State Home Improvement Contractors Registration? I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not. That's what they require for electrician in your area. Let me ask ChatGPT. Give me just a second.
All right. Can you repeat the name one more time just so I can write this down?
Yeah. It's the PA.
Mm-hmm.
State. Home Improvement. Contractor Registration.
All right. Yep.
Hold on. Let me ask what are the requirements to get this? What are the requirements to get this? Let's see what the ChatGPT has to say.
Yep.
She should know, right?
She should know. We'll
do you
see
use
about
it
that.
Pretty often?
Sorry?
Do you use it pretty often?
I used to use it a lot, but now I sort of using Claude. I think it's just like a lot better. I don't know
if
you've heard of it. Claude. But yeah, I've definitely been using that a lot more. It feels like a lot smarter. But there is you know how ChatGPT, if you pay for Plus, you can you have basically infinite amount of messages.
Yeah.
Claude, even if you pay, there's still a limited amount of messages. Obviously, there's more, but it's still limited. So that's the only downside. Besides that, I think making the switch to Claude, it was definitely a lot more useful to me. And I also give it access to my files and everything.
Mhm.
But yeah, so
that's pretty
definitely
cool.
Need that a lot more. Yeah.
Hey, so it seems like it's pretty easy for you to get that.
Mhm. What is the how long do you think it would take?
I don't know how long. Let's ask it. How long does this process take? So it looks like it only costs about $100. You have to fill out an application. It says 1 to 3 weeks.
Okay. And once I get this, then that's when we start, kind of started with this.
With that portion of the program. So we can actually start sooner on another portion. Because this, remember I told you this is a three-pronged approach?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this part, to have this license, it's required for the Google Verified section, which is the pay-per-lead that Ruben spoke with you about yesterday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the upfront cost on that is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get you completely background checked. And in that background check, they're asking for this license. They're asking for a minimum of $100K in insurance. Do you have that, general liability?
I believe so, but you know, we're gonna have to, I'm gonna have to end up checking that, but.
Yeah, so to, in order to get that registration too, so it's not an actual license that's required for the state of Pennsylvania, it's that contractor registration. So basically PA just wants a their piece, you know what I mean? They want to make sure that you're registered with them.
Yeah.
And then that is gonna allow you. So you have, you get that, you have the, I'm sure you have no felonies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have a Pennsylvania state driver's license and a U.S. social security number?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Those are the requirements. And then, so the application fee on that is one time $250 once you have that registration. So, but in the meantime, what we can do for you is we can actually begin the Facebook ads and all of the local SEO programming. That's at $249 a month. We can get that going while you're working on the other stuff, and we can get you some calls coming in here, you know, very shortly, because we can help with the weekly posting. We can update everything, and we can get all of those Facebook ads completely up and running. So this is a combination package.
For this, are you going to, like, create a new account and then just, like, set it up for me, or, like,
how? No, we would go from the current account. We wouldn't create a new account.
Okay.
That would only set us back.
Okay, then. All right, perfect. I'm going to have to end up finding my password, but, like, that's all. We can all, like, do all that, like, you know, with messaging. I could just message you guys, like.
Oh, yeah. We'll do the onboard. Right? We'll set a time for an onboarding call for you. So that way it's not messy. Like, you have time to sit down and do the onboarding call. So basically, this step right here is going to be $249, and that's paid month to month. Okay. And we go ahead and get that going. That's my suggestion, to get that going, so we can start getting some activity and exposure now. And then
you
as soon
that
as you
the Facebook ads and what's it called?
And the local SEO. And it also does posting to the Google Business Profile. It helps with Yelp, Apple, Bing, Facebook. It does all of the mobile platform programming, iPhones, Androids, tablets. It's going to make you relevant. We could get that going. I can find out how to, I can even probably send you a link, on how to get that registration started.
The first step for the, verified thing?
Other one for the Google verified. Yeah.
Okay. All right. If you can, please do that. On this number would definitely be better, or you can also send out my email. Either one, actually works fine. So.
Okay. Well, hold on one second. Let me get the official site for you. So.
Take your time.
Here we go.
So was the Facebook and the SEO, was that the second step or the third?
We're moving that to the first step. We're moving that to the first step because that's what we can do right now to get something going while you're working on this.
And then we're going to leave the, what's it called?
Like Google Verified. It was previously known as
third?
Google Guaranteed. Yeah.
That'll be the third step?
Yep, that'll be the third step as soon as you have this stuff in place, and that'll be pretty quick to get you approved. So you want a text message on the number we're speaking on ending in 4118?
Yeah, for right now, because the other phones, I don't have them with me, like, currently, so right now would definitely be better.
Okay, that, bam, I just sent it to you. It's a clickable link that you should be able to get into. And what that's going to do is go ahead, and it literally just says on there that you only have to, register your organization once every 2 years. It seems super, super fair. Like, that's amazing.
It's only $100, right?
Yeah, it's only $100. And
it does ask for proof
of your insurance, though, so you're going to want to have that pretty handy, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all right. Yep. And was the second step, I'm sorry, did you already tell me it?
So the first thing that we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead with your approval, and I'm going to charge you the $249 today, and I'm going to schedule your onboarding call. Onboarding call is going to be regarding the Facebook ads and getting access to your Google Business Profile so we can begin the programming on that. While we're doing that, hopefully, like today, you're able to go ahead and fill out your application to begin getting everything going for the PA home improvement registration. As soon as you have that approved, which it says if your application has no problems, it should be approved within 1 to 3 weeks, then you will send us a copy of that, and we'll charge you the $250 application fee, and we'll get that going.
So that 250 is only a one-time thing, right?
Correct. It's a one-time thing. And then once it's approved and that's going, your cost per qualified lead, it's very low. It's only $28 per lead. It has an activation budget of $364. So the way that works is once you're approved, we contact you and we say, hey, we're ready to go ahead and begin, you know, turn these leads on. You pay the $364. That's a 13 lead budget at $28 per lead. So when the lead comes through to you, though, it's done differently than other type of leads. It's going to be done differently because you're assigned a specific call tracking number for that service on Google, and all those calls are recorded and AI is listening to each one for authenticity purposes. So for example, if it's a sales call, solicitation call, robocall, if it's somebody seeking employment with your company, asking for a service you don't provide or outside of your service radius, all of those things are considered an unqualified call.
Okay,
if the caller is asking...
If I actually do get the job, then that's when it counts as a lead then, correct?
No, that doesn't, whether or not you get the job has nothing to do with whether it's counted as a lead. The times that it's counted as a lead is A, if you set an appointment with the client, or B, if you give pricing over the phone. Those are the two instances that your account would be charged.
Is there a way you can like write all this kind of like in an email or maybe like a message? It's kind of a lot, so yeah, just so I make sure, like, to read it over, like, right after, you know, we finish our call, and just so I have, like, everything correct, because I don't want to end up doing anything wrong, but that's fine with you.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. That's completely fine. This is the thing, is we have all of these fail-safes in place in order to give you exactly what you need and get the quality leads. So Google has these things in place to make sure that, you know, there's only two reasons that your account's going to be charged. That's if you're setting appointment with the client or if you are giving pricing over the phone. All the other instances are the ones that are not included. And the reason for that is because those aren't qualified leads. So Google doesn't charge your account. It doesn't charge that 364 budget. It's pretty straightforward with that, so that that's why they have AI listening, and we actually have a backup to it as well. We want to make sure that you're only getting the qualified calls, so we have all of them in your call log, in your dashboard with Local Splash, so that way if something were to slip through the cracks, we're able to dispute it for you manually as well, okay?
Okay, I have a different company, like I set up call forwarding for, so like whenever like, you know, I get a call, it's not going to be me answering, it's going to be them, and they're just going to, like, send me an email, like, what happened. I did tell them, because, you know, obviously, they're not electricians, so I did tell them specifically to not tell any prices, they should just send me the information, that way I can give the price myself. Appointments, though, I'm pretty sure they usually, like, do that every single call, so, like, it should be all right.
Okay, so that's the call tracking, yeah. That's the service that I called before I got a hold of you.
Oh, is that what you called?
Yeah, I called that number. So this is the thing that I would strongly suggest against is forwarding the calls to them for these Google Verified calls. I would have these coming directly to you.
Okay, so you don't want them answering?
Well, I wouldn't suggest that because if it's a real customer on the phone and you're saying that they're not allowed to give any type of pricing or they're not electricians, they don't know about the services that you provide the way that you do, then I would not suggest them to answer these calls when these are qualified leads. This is the actual customer calling you directly. You don't share this lead. It's not like HomeAdvisor or Angie's List where you're like handed a phone number and then you have to chase them down. When the phone rings, this is the actual client looking to have service.
Yeah,
this is something
right.
You want to handle directly. You don't want an answering service that knows nothing about your business taking these calls. Not the Google Verified calls. The regular calls, the ones from Facebook and the ones from the regular Google listing, that's perfectly fine. But if you have it going from something like the Google Verified calls where you're being charged for each individual lead, I would highly suggest you considering taking that for yourself.
Okay, then.
You know?
This is offered like the Google Verified thing, right? So like that's only going to be set up within like minimum a week or 3. We could still like do the first part first, like with the
yeah, and then SEOs. Once you have your business registration, your home improvement business registration with the state of Pennsylvania, then we can review this. Absolutely.
Okay, then. All right, perfect.
What we'll do is I can go ahead and set this up and do your client onboarding for you, and then as soon as you have that business registration, you go ahead and call me back. I'm going to send you a text with my direct extension, so you call me, and we will go ahead and review that together. Again, I can even hop on a call with you, like a video call, and we can go over it like that, okay?
All right, perfect. So today, you want me to send, you want me to pay $250, and then we can set up the Facebook and the... So
and the Google profile and all that.
Just my Facebook account information?
Yeah, they'll get access to that during a client onboarding call. So I have a visa on file ending in 1298. Is that visa still good?
That visa is still good. Do you know if I can use another one? Because I can give you my business card as well. It's kind of...
Oh, yeah. No, you can absolutely give me your business card. Let me just assign the package real quick, and then we can go ahead and upgrade that.
All,
no worries.
All good. Take your time.
And then, so you said that you already have call tracking through this other service, right? So you don't need our call tracking number?
What do you mean?
Well, we have a call tracking service and call tracking number that is for the standard Google profile. But if you already have one in place is what you're kind of saying to me. I feel like you said that's what you're saying is that you already have a Google business profile. I mean, you already have a call tracking number in place with these other folks, right? The lady who answered the phone when I called.
Yeah, like the call forwarding. So you guys have your own?
We do. You don't actually need her. It's included with
the
package.
The main thing with that is just like usually I'd be at work and you know it's kind of hard for me to like answer all these calls if I end up getting like a lot, you know, hopefully, you know, my company ends up booming, but you know if I get all these calls and I'm at work or maybe like I'm asleep, the reason I have these people is just because they can answer at any time and it's just kind of more efficient for me. But you know, you kind of told me like
what if I include an AI bot to answer the phone for you?
An AI bot?
Yeah, a customizable AI bot to answer the phone for you when you're unavailable. That bot will never get tired. She'll never get run out of answers. She'll always have everything you need, and we can customize it.
All right, I'm gonna have to like you know talk with other people, you know, set that up. But that's all, you know, we don't even have to like really worry about that yet, right? It's only for like the Google verified, right?
I can include that in your package at any point in time for anybody who wants it. We call it Ada. She's amazing. So what she does is she would actually, like you said, you were asleep, the phone rings, and she's going to answer the phone, and she's going to deal with your customer. She's going to go ahead and set an appointment, or she's going to go ahead and let them know what time you'll be contacting them back. She's going to be responding to their questions. And handling that for you within the service.
If you guys did do that, then wouldn't it end up like being any call as a lead at that point?
No, that would be separate from the Google verified. Like this would just be in general handling it like that. As far as putting it with the Google verified, the Google guarantees portion of the package, that would be separate.
Okay, then if you can just also like, if you don't mind, I know it's kind of a lot. You know, just like put in that email I requested earlier, you know, just so I can have all the information and I can, you know, like think about this all like, you know, later on today.
Sure. Absolutely. No worries. Yeah. We'll go ahead and get something put together for you. I don't want you to worry about it. Is the address 121 Diebold Road in McKees Rock, PA?
Yes, that's correct. Do you want my card?
Yep.
All right. It's 4256 3700 0249 3229.
Expiration month and year?
428.
Three digit code on the back?
540.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead and fix this. Okay. How's your guys' weather out there?
It's pretty good right now. Yesterday was really rainy, but yeah.
Nice.
Are you in Pennsylvania?
No, I'm in California.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was pretty rainy yesterday. I think it's gonna rain for like the next whole week, but you know, it's alright. Right now it's pretty nice outside.
That's good.
I was in California.
It rained last night. It's funny that you say that. It did rain last night. Yep.
Did you get a lot of rain there?
Not a lot, but not a lot. Just here and there.
So do you usually get happy when you see rain?
I love the rain, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, it kind of makes me depressed.
I bet.
Really like
you kind of see a lot of rain though, right?
Yeah, it's pretty depressing.
That's
always
so
foggy
harsh.
And just, rainy and, I don't know. I don't really like it.
And gloomy. It's always gloomy, huh?
Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh. Okay, I'm pressing pay on this for the $249. We're going to go ahead and get you set up. Wait a minute. It says that card, let me read this card back to you. It says it was lost or stolen. So it says the card number is 4256.
Mm-hmm.
3700.
Mm-hmm.
0249.
Mm-hmm.
3229.
Yeah, and then 428 and 540.
April of 2028, and security code is 540.
If that's not working, I might be looking, because right now I'm reading this off a different picture from a while ago. I know
okay.
I requested a new one. I thought I updated it. If that's not working, then you could just use my other one, like the main one. It ends at 1298.
Oh, I already took
and
it off.
And I can also
hold
give
on,
you guys like
it.
My new information.
Let me see if it'll give me the history here. Hold on just a second.
Yep, take your time. I can give you it if you want me to.
Yeah, you're going to have to give it to me because it cleared it. So go
I'll
ahead
go,
and
I'll
give
go.
Me the old number.
All right, 4256.
Okay.
2800.
Uh-huh.
2675.
Mm-hmm.
1298.
Expiration month and year?
September of 2027.
Okay, 3-digit code on the back?
858.
Okay.
Yeah, that should work. I don't remember after requesting a new one for that.
Yeah, no worries. I'm going to go ahead and process this.
Yep.
Okay, that did process. So let me pull up the calendar for client onboarding. Give me just a second here so that we can get you squared away.
Yep.
We're going to have to do a new onboarding appointment. At that point, they'll want the passwords and everything to gain access. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Let me go ahead. What time tomorrow? Tomorrow morning, I have your time, Eastern time. I have 10 a.m. I have 11 a.m. I have 12 p.m. or 1 p.m.
What is this for? Like what type of
this
call?
Is your onboarding call.
What do you mean by an onboarding call?
So they're going to gain access to all of the different platforms that we need to gain access to. Like you said, the Facebook, the Google Business.
Okay, so you
profile.
Want me to like set up the information like ready right now and then, or like later today and then just have that ready for tomorrow in the call?
Correct.
Call?
That would be the suggestion. Yes, sir.
If you could, can you tell me what websites exactly? So Facebook number one, obviously, right?
Facebook, the Google, and the Google profile. Those are the two main ones. And
okay,
then they're just
the
going to be
profile,
verifying keywords,
like,
service radius, all of that kind of stuff. The call usually takes anywhere from 45 minutes, but because you are a previous client, it would probably take less time. I also need to let you know that we block off an entire hour for that call. So for example, if you choose the 10 a.m. slot, then you will call between 10 and 11 a.m. to go ahead and get everything squared away for you. Okay?
Yeah, all good. So by the Google profile, is it the one like on just like my general like Google account, like on Google Maps?
Correct,
like
which we probably already have access to unless you change the password.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I did, but I'll have that ready. So Facebook and Google profile is the two main ones, correct?
Correct.
Okay, all right, then perfect. So could we set it up for tomorrow between 12 and 1, so like 12 p.m.?
Got it. I'm securing
right,
that spot
perfect.
For you right now. Give me just a second.
Is it going to be you that I'm calling?
I'm going to be calling to introduce you to your onboarding agent as long as I'm available. I am the floor manager here, so to be honest with you, I get a little bit busy.
But
the technician will be contacting you directly to go ahead and review that information with you.
Okay,
everybody here is very, very well versed in all of our services. So it should be a pretty quick and painless, call for you, to be honest.
Yeah, it's mainly just giving the account information for Facebook and
Google
Profile, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, then that's good.
Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and get that other email out to you, and get everything going. Okay.
Okay. And, real quick. So I'm going to start, you know, setting up the, what's it called? Like the contractor thing that you told me about, either like maybe later today or tomorrow or something.
Uh-huh.
And so besides that, right now, our only plan currently is just the 250 for the SEO on Facebook, correct?
Correct.
And with that, how long do you think until, you know, like I see improvement with my company, like until I start, you know, seeing a lot of calls and whatever else, in your opinion?
For a max of 45 to 60 days, 90 days for everything. But that's like what the terms and conditions state. Also, what I want you to know is that you already have a Facebook profile. You already have a Google profile with 9 verified reviews. You already have a website that we manage for you. You already have quite a few things in place, so we don't have to build these things from the ground up. We're going to be able to get moving quicker.
Do you think it should be a little bit shorter at least?
I do. I do. Okay. I believe that. All right, long as you're responsive quickly, and then we get the Google verified going for you, that's really going to set your organization off. It's going to really put you in a great spot. Okay?
And then on my part, something that really helps you guys is like sending a lot of photos, correct? So you guys,
a
you know,
ton
like
of
to
photos
write out maybe
and results. Getting the reviews. So the other thing that I want you to know is we have a lot more tools as far as review generation goes. So it's going to be really helpful for you to keep getting reviews because you're in such a prominent area. It's going to be really important to help with that as well. But we have the tools. So we now, since you were with us the last time, we actually have an app that you can download. And the Local Splash app is going to make sure that you're up to date on all the most important stuff. Okay?
Okay, then. All right. Sounds good, then. That's perfect. You're already charging $250, correct?
I did. And okay, your onboarding call is set. I'm going to get that email together for you regarding Google Verified as well as the ADA. Get the talking points up and running for you, okay?
All right, then, perfect. Thank you so much. Amy, correct?
Amy, yes.
Thank you so much, Amy. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's call, whether or not you're in it. Hopefully you are, but, you know, that's all right if you're not. But thank you so much.
I'll do my best to at least pop in and say hi.
I have information ready. Sorry?
I'll do my best to at least pop in and say hi and do the warm handoff for you.
It's all right. You could do whatever, all right? It's all right. But thank you so much, Amy.
You're welcome. Thank you for being so great, too. I can't wait to get the Google Verified going. And you got my text with my direct extension, right?
Is it? Yeah, 224, correct?
Yep.
All right, perfect, then. Yep, sounds good.
And
thank you so much, Amy.
Any other questions you have, you can tell them just to connect you with me.
All right, and that email, is it going to be an email or is it going to be like a text message with all the information whenever you
I'm going to send an email because that's what you asked for.
Okay, and it's just so I know you have the right one, it's a lot of electric23@gmail.com.
Let me double check.
Take your time.
Yep, that's the one.
All right, perfect. I'm going to be waiting for it then. Thank you so much,
okay,
Amy. I'll also be looking forward to tomorrow's call. I'll have the information ready.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Yep, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.